The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Sunday, 49 hours away, and the bubble is percolating. Who will make a run to take up those spots? Duke and Kentucky left wide open. It's the first year of all of our lives. Duke and Kentucky are missing the... Oh, hey, Woody. I didn't see you here. Let's go. All right, all right. That was Woody Page, brought to you by Michigan State, brought to you by Rocket... Here you go. Rocket Mortgage. There you go. It's a point.
Oh, you give me sympathy points? Oh.
The plan is to have 68 teams. Do we have 68 teams that can play this year? The wide open spaces that Duke and Kentucky just left. Teams dropping conference tournament games. But our lead story today, once again, COVID cancellations. Duke out with that yesterday. Virginia and Kansas today knocked out of their conference tournaments. Kansas, a player who played yesterday against Oklahoma, testing positive today. We knew Duke's tournament chances were small going in, but now Virginia and they were matched up against last night, Georgia Tech, seeding is affected by that, and of course, the seeding in the Big 12 is affected. Sarah Spain, around the horn to you. Can the ACC and Big 12 tournaments responsibly go on here?
Well, you mentioned Wide Open Spaces, which is a song by the Chicks. They also famously said, I'm not ready to back down. That's the NCAA. That's these tournaments. They're going to keep saying that the protocols are working if players test positive and are removed. What it means for the legitimacy of the competition is a whole different conversation. I think they're going to push through and claim responsibility. I think some teams might say, this isn't worth it. We already know we're going to be in the tournament, the real tournament. We're not going to risk possibly getting bumped from that for seeding reasons. I think that's something to keep an eye on.
Justin, how do you see it? Do you think teams could be pulling out here? Or do you want to answer the first question? Can the ACC and Big 12 responsibly go on?
Can they responsibly go on? And will they go on are two different questions. Like Sarah said, if I'm a team, if I'm a program, and I know I'm already in the tournament, it makes the most sense to just back out now because you have to protect your players. If you don't have your players, you can't play in the tournament. And they didn't have an NCAA tournament last year. You don't want to jeopardize the integrity of this NCAA tournament heading into it. So if I'm a really good team and I know I'm already in the tournament, I strongly consider pulling out of my conference tournament.
Ramona Shelburne, it's a lot to unpack there. Go ahead.
Look, if we're going to quote the Chicks here, we're going to take the next line of that song, which is room to make a big mistake. avoid open spaces. The problem here is that the word bubble is not applying in the way that it normally does in March, okay? Normally, bubble means you might get in, you might not. But this year in COVID times, bubble means you need to be isolated. And the protocols that they are using in these conference tournaments are not working. Okay, Kansas, which is out, they had to leave two guys home last week from this tournament. So clearly there's some spread within the Kansas program. And with one player testing positive, it shouldn't knock a whole team out if you are doing appropriate protocols where guys are isolated in hotel rooms, they're isolated on the bench, they're wearing masks. Mm-hmm. It's not working. Whatever they're doing is not working.
Woody Page, what are your thoughts on this? Should the ACC tournament go on? Should the Big 12 tournament go on now the teams have had to cancel?
Obviously, they're going to go on no matter what we say, but if you went back, I'm blaming the conferences and I'm blaming the NCAA. The conferences never should have had tournaments whatsoever. They should have ended the regular season and then be in protocol going to the NCAA tournament. Well, C.J. Moore of The Athletic has advanced the best solution, and that is to push the NCAA tournament back enough so that everybody can go through protocol. I've stayed in all those hotels in Indianapolis. I think they're good situations there, but I'm sure that they can make changes to allow those teams to come in and be in those hotels a week later. The TV schedules can change. But in regard to advancing this, we've seen nothing but a hot mess over the last week or so in regard to these conference tournaments, they never should have been
held. This is Kansas, Virginia, and Duke. That's four champions of the last 12 tournaments, is how I would say that, right? These are enormous programs. So let's let's posit the idea that they pause the NCAA tournament. Would you be in favor of that, Sarah Spain? Bubble up. Is it too late for the NCAA to enact that?
It's probably too late. I love the idea. I think it'd be great to allow these teams that are testing positive now and any that might happen in the next few days to still be eligible. But between hotel rooms and TV and everything else, it just doesn't seem feasible.
Do the teams, Kansas, Virginia, Duke, have any recourse here, Ramona?
Well, Duke's out. I mean, I think Kansas, Virginia still have a chance here. But if you saw that statement from Virginia, they sound pretty down about that and crushed by the situation. So they don't seem all that optimistic. But here's the problem. You need 7 days of negative tests before you play of everyone in the program. And there's not enough time. If they would have just built in a couple extra days here as a cushion, then it would be a moot point.
Just build in one extra day, all right, if we're doing the math right here. But something could happen this late this afternoon. Something could happen Saturday. You could test positive on Sunday or Monday from the games today.
This is
366 days since everything went sideways and the world stopped. We should be celebrating, as you said, Ramona, very, very accurately, a different bubble today. Can we have bubble talk? Can we just get there? Mm-hmm. A team, you think a lot's at stake today, tomorrow, Sunday, that we're looking forward to see what happens on Selection Sunday. Justin Tinsley, I'll ask you that as we see some of the options right here on screen.
Colorado State, they've had some big wins this season, and they're playing well as of late. I'd like to see them get in.
Sarah Spain?
I like Seton Hall if they get two wins, but more interesting, if your bubble gets burst, you could still get the call if there's a spread in the first 48 hours with another team, so it's a totally different bubble yet again.
Paige?
University of Memphis, because Elvis and I were born there, and Penny Hardaway is the coach.
All right. Ramona Shelford.
Yeah, I like Memphis, too. I mean, look, they got to win today, and they got to beat Houston again. And obviously, they had that big loss to Houston the other day with a buzzer beater at the end. So Memphis is a good team. And Penny Hardaway can get in. It'll be the first time in 3 years.
You know, this time of year, we always say a team like Gonzaga or Drake. I'm going to raise Drake as a possible bubble team, right? It's to their diminishment that they're off a week before Selection Sunday. Now it's one of the greatest things that their conference tournament ends late.
Absolutely.
Drake lost their conference title game, but now with all these other teams dropping, maybe they're in position. We've been Horn. We'll get back to the bracket in buy or sell. News of the day in the NFL. Let's talk quarterbacks. Tom Brady, you heard of him. 1 year extension with Tampa. And Cam Newton. You heard of him, and maybe surprisingly you're hearing he's re-signing with the Patriots. 1 year, $14 million after the year they just had. Who wants to start right there? Woody Page, let's start with you. On Cam Newton in New England, does this make sense for either?
No, I don't like it whatsoever, and I know I'm going to get feedback from that town that somebody said on Twitter today is called New England. I never heard of a town called New England, but I will say this, that he was 30th out of 33 quarterbacks last year as a starter. And I saw him against the Denver Broncos when he fumbled away the game at the end. I just don't think he was comfortable in that system. I don't think they were. I know Belichick thinks if you surround him with more talent, I think his arm is gone. He could not throw it downfield last year, even though this is a quality rate that you're getting him at, only $8 million guaranteed, I still think they'd be much better off spending more money for an Andy Dalton or a Fitzpatrick than bringing Cam Newton. If he's a backup there, that's not going to work out at all. He's not going to do that at this point in his career.
I believe it's actually like $8 million that's tied to honors and how far the Patriots advance, or it might be six. Either way, the point is that $14 million number it could get to is already a steal for a starter. It gets even lower if he doesn't perform well and if the team doesn't perform well. I like this for both sides. Didn't have a real offseason, comes in very late to the team, has the COVID week or 11 days that he misses. His arm didn't look great, right? He wasn't great in terms of the deep balls, but his rushing yards were a franchise record. He had a second highest completion percentage of his career. I want to see what he can do when he gets a real shot in this system. We also give so much credit to Belichick. Let's see if he does better a second time around after having 20 straight years of being able to work with the same guy. Let's give this some time. I like it.
Justin Tinsley, you surprised to see Cam Newton re-sign with New England after the season they just had?
Absolutely not. Bill Belichick really likes Cam Newton, and you can tell by the way he handled him last year. But for New England, this is a team-friendly deal, and you have to look at it like this. They want to refill that roster with talent positions, the backfield, the tight ends, the wide receivers. You can't convince anybody to come to your team if you don't have a quarterback in place. Now, they can still make a move at quarterback later in the year, but if you want to sign wide receivers and tight ends and backfields, like we just said, I think you have a better chance with Cam Newton than Andy Dalton or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah, but Cam flat out said in an interview a couple weeks ago, he said, I don't want to move around. I'm tired of moving around. I'm comfortable here. I'm getting used to the system now. I'm getting used to the personnel. So I think he does way better in year two, as long as he's in that system, as long as he stays healthy. And I think him having COVID is we underestimate that with anybody in sure. professional sports, because we see them back out on the field. But you talk about him not being able to throw the ball downfield. How do we know that's not tied to COVID? How do you know that's not long-term?
Well, there were some discouraging statistics from his last couple of years as well in Carolina when he was injured, but there is just 8 total touchdown passes for the New England Patriots quarterback last year. Woody, what were you laughing at when Ramona was answering your question?
Oh, that Cam Newton says, I'm tired of moving around. He moved around once. I've moved around more often than that in the last 6 months.
All right. Thank you. Tom Brady. Let's talk about Tom Brady. I think we all knew he was going to sign an extension, another one-year extension. The money here is important to the Buccaneers team. What does it mean, Ramona Shelburne?
Well, look, Tom Brady's going to be 44, and he's since the age of 37, he's been to 5 Super Bowls. He started 5 Super Bowls, more than anybody in history, okay? I think Tom, to me, can still play. He created $19 million in cap space for the team to surround him with their free agents that they want to bring back. This is what he's done his whole career.
Justin Tinsley?
Tom Brady handpicked Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski to come to Tampa, and what happened? They won the Super Bowl. He wants to make sure those guys get paid, so they can make another run at another Super Bowl. And we haven't seen a repeat Super Bowl champion since 03, 04. And you know who that quarterback was on that team? That was Tom Brady. So he's challenging himself.
Yeah. He likes pliability of the body and pliability of the contracts. It's worked for him before. But what's most standout about this is the 3 voidable years. This is something we're going to keep seeing because of the pandemic lowered cap. The idea that this really only extends him a year, it just allows them to pay the price for him over the course of the couple years.
And Woody Page.
A couple of points. He's not only the greatest quarterback of all time in the NFL, he's the most financially friendly quarterback of all time. He is at least 6 times in New England and now in Tampa Bay restructured his contract.
Right.
How many quarterbacks actually are doing that? 6 times? And the other aspect of it is he might actually play to the end of the contract.
Woody, you were money in that segment, apparently. 28 points. Page leads us as we go to buy or sell. More bubble talk on the other side in 2 minutes.
My first NCAA tournament was 73, by the way.
Woo.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Has there ever been a bigger mystery heading into an NFL draft than quarterback Trey Lance? Maybe Eric Swan a couple decades back. Anybody remember him? For Lance, no combine. This is my Super Bowl he said about today's pro day in Fargo. 30 teams sent personnel there. The North Dakota State quarterback has 17 career starts. Redshirt freshman year, 28 touchdowns, no picks, undefeated national championship with the Bison. Just one game this year, and that's it. He gets compared to Steve McNair, according to NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah, or some others say a shorter Josh Allen. Number 4 overall right now on Todd McShay's board. Woody, what do you buy? What do you sell about Trey Lance?
I'm buying it. I've even seen a comparison to Andrew Luck. About him. Okay. There hasn't been this much attention on Fargo since the TV series and the movie that came out. But I'll tell you this, watching film of him for the last 3 weeks, my Groundhog Day experience, I would say that he'd be perfect for an Atlanta Falcons team, backing up a veteran quarterback at 20 years old. 2 years from now, he'd be ready to play.
You watched 3 weeks of game film on him, Woody Page? Are you running the Denver Broncos now? Sarah Spade, how about you?
He must have watched every game multiple times because that's the fascinating thing here. He hasn't played in so long. One game last season. So usually we say, how are these guys moving up the board from a pro day or underwear Olympics? Just use the tape of the games. You can't really do that here. So I think it's a big risk, but go high and hopefully go somewhere where he has a year or so behind where he can develop before he gets thrown out there.
Justin Tinsley, could a guy with 17 career starts be a top 5 pick?
I'm buying everything about this. You know the last quarterback to have 17 career starts in college? Kyler Murray, and he turned out pretty damn well in Arizona. He had a total of 42 touchdowns in his lone season, in his lone complete season in North Dakota State. But the ultimate reason I'm buying this, Tony, he's born May 9th. You know who else was born May 9th? My grandmother, my favorite person in the world. So Trey Lance is instantly my favorite quarterback now.
Is that Grandma Clementine?
That's
all right, we love what
she's. Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ramona Shelburne.
Well, you know, your grandmother's endorsement is pretty big, and I don't want to take away from that, but there's also a guy named Quincy Avery, who's his quarterback's coach. He worked out with Deshaun Watson, and he said that he is the most mature 20-year-old I have ever worked with. And so I think character matters at this point. I think the type of kid he is matters. He's a lightly recruited guy out of high school from a small town in Minnesota, and I'm surprised Sarah Spain likes him so much because he actually turned down her Cornell team from high school.
I saw Woody, yeah, Woody, sorry. You're being serious with us? You watch game film on Trey Lance for 3 straight weeks?
Yeah, well, I watched one game at a time, Tony. I wasn't watching 17 games in
all
one.
Right, all right, we'll move on. Back to the bubble, which is where Syracuse finds itself. Syracuse fans are putting out videos counting the 5-second violation that wasn't called in the final possession of their loss yesterday. Sarah, buy or sell Syracuse beef about that call. Buy or sell the committee taking it into their own hands now.
I'm buying that there's a gripe, but there's almost always a gripe. And Syracuse has played well enough that the committee doesn't have to do a makeup call. They just put him in the tournament because they've earned it.
I'm buying it. They're seconds in every game. But if Boeheim isn't upset, why should I be upset then?
Ramona Shelburne?
Yeah, the video I saw online was by somebody recording off their TV, and it looked like 8 seconds. But that's 5.4. It's not that bad. The only thing that's really sad about it is Virginia ends up winning that game, but then they're out of the tournament now because of a positive COVID
test. And Woody Page.
Every year, the tournament committee will leave somebody out because their best player got injured. Why in the world can't you do a makeup caller and say, they got screwed there, let's make it up, let's put them in the tournament.
Baseball rule changes being tried out in the minor leagues. Double-A baseball. Listen to this. They're requiring 4 infielders to have all feet on the infield dirt as one way to maybe limit the ability to shift. No infielders playing in the short outfield. Also, 15-second pitch clocks, limiting pitchers from checking on runners at first, making bases a bit bigger, and also robot umpires, all right? This is all possible. What to buy, what to sell, Justin?
You know, at first I didn't know about this, but I'm buying everything about this. I think about the NBA and how they took away hand checking, and that ushered in a new era of superstars, the point guards like Steph Curry, Dame Lillard, John Morant. So if if the same thing happens with baseball and it ushers in a new era of superstars, which the game absolutely needs, then I'm all for it.
And you think these changes could do that? Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
Oh, I'm such a traditionalist. Look, did you see all the space on that side of the infield? Like, when somebody goes to the shift, you just hit it on the other side. Like, I get so upset when I hear
it. So you wouldn't be endorsing any type of rule here to kind of limit.
Batters need to adjust, not the rules.
Woody Page, how about you?
Come on.
Oh, come on, Ramona. You got to get behind the boots on the ground rule. I mean, I think they really do have to be two players on each side of second base. But speaking of second base, do not make the bases larger. What in the world are you talking about there? That accomplishes nothing.
And Sarah Spain.
Wow, those people want you off their lawn. I'm with Justin. For the most part, I like this. Now, I do think you have to keep an eye on what you're changing and why. I don't care as much about the timing. I do want to see more balls in play. I want to see more plays being made. And if making teams stop using the shift accomplishes that, that's going to help baseball in the long term, even if it feels icky right now.
Ooh, Spain, just enough points. Pass Shelburne and Tinsley right at the horn. Woody Page sitting pretty right now. Ramona, have a great weekend. Justin, thank you. Have a great weekend. Woody Page, Sarah Spain. Showdown and FaceTime on the other side. Yeah.